This podcast series was brought to you by Annie Jennings PR.
Hello, I'd like to welcome our podcast listeners to the Annie Jennings PR Web 2.0 Technology Series featuring Andrew Schlichting, the director of the Annie Jennings PR Web 2.0 division, and Annie Jennings, that's me, of the national PR firm, Annie Jennings PR. Today we're going to talk a little bit more about podcasts, get you guys familiar with some of the verbiage, some of the words you're going to hear associated with podcasts so that you know what people are talking about. We want to welcome everyone. Our goal is to give you an in-depth understanding of everything Web 2.0 and how you can use it to become a smash hit success in your lives, including an international podcaster. That's our goal for you. And to help you guys out, you can join our Don't Lift a Finger podcast program. It's very easy. Podcasting is a little bit complicated, I have to admit. And with so many things going on in our lives, sometimes it helps to have a helping hand. So that's what the Annie Jennings PR program, Don't Lift a Finger podcast, is all about. We are here to do everything for you. Guess what, guys? All you got to do is show up. So I want to welcome Andrew Schlichting today. He is our guest. But before I do so, those of you interested in finding out more about our program, be sure to go to AnnieJenningsPR.com/Don't Lift a Finger podcast.htm, and we will be here to help you. Meanwhile, Andrew, welcome back with us. We're so happy to have you today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
That's great. Now, you know what we want to talk about today? We want to give people the terminology so that they understand the basic understanding of words such as we're going to hear trackback, we're going to hear RSS, we're going to hear tagging. So we're going to hear lots of terminology. Since we're going to give a podcast overview, and that's the purpose of our little podcast series that we're offering right now, we want to talk about some of these words associated with podcasts or terminology. Let me ask you a question. Where would you like to start? How about with trackbacks?
Sure. Trackbacks are primarily used for blogs, but, you know, I think that more and more trackbacks are going to start showing up in podcasting. It's the same type of principle. Somebody can look at something someone has created for a podcast, just like a blog, and they can blog about it or do a podcast about it and have a link pointing to the from their podcast or their blog to another person's podcast or blog. And when they do that, the link actually shows up within the blog site. Now, I know what I just said is very, very confusing. Let me try and take it down a little.
I have to say it's one of those complicated facets of podcasting
that
the Don't Lift a Finger program is designed to help you guys out. So go ahead, Andrew. Try to explain that to us to the best of your ability.
Okay. So let's say, let's take it into the blog realm. I'm going to create a post, and the post is going to be talking about Annie Jennings PR. Well, someone else says, you know, hey, I love Annie Jennings PR, and they write a blog after reading my blog. They write a little post and say, I love Annie Jennings PR too, and then they make a link from their blog to my blog, tracking back, saying, hey, I saw your blog, I wanted to comment on it, comment on what you commented on, and then the conversation then can go kind of back and forth. Sometimes when the track back, there's something negative that is said, it allows the person to say, hey, you know, let's talk about this. Let's start a dialogue and say, you know, I disagree with this, and this is why. And, you know, sometimes over technology, hey, I think that this phone's the best. No, this phone's the best. You know,
mm-hmm.
a lot of, you know, conversation about, you know, which one's the best. And they can say why and why not.
Mm-hmm.
And then people that can read those blogs can make an informed decision on that. So that's track backing. And again, you're seeing these little video and podcast programs that are coming out. People are embedding tags and trackbacks into these.
Now, one quick question is, are there any other benefits to trackbacking, such as SEO optimization or any other benefits that we would like to know about? We don't have to go into them in great detail here. We're just getting our verbiage down right. And any other benefits of trackbacking other than being able to connect with the person who actually left you?
You bet. Or,
mm-hmm. Good. Tell us a little bit.
Well, for people that do track back, it's really to gain attention to themselves, right? I mean, to some extent, you're going to a popular blog, right? You're searching around blogs, and you're like, wow, you know, that's kind of a popular blog. I want to comment on that. And by commenting, even, leaving a comment, which usually leaves a link back to your site, you're gaining visibility that way. And so there's a lot of places that allow trackbacks. There's, you know, PR Web allows trackbacks within their press releases. YouTube allows trackbacks within comments within their videos, which then you can click on the person's profile and then see where that went. So there's a way to get this community within trackbacks. Again, the dialogue.
Well, that sounds wonderful. And also, we also wanted to talk a little bit about RSS. I know we've heard it. We've talked about it in our previous podcast. But tell us a little bit so we know once and for all, what does RSS stand for? And quite frankly, what does it do?
RSS. Okay. So just to start off, I'll show you how important knowing what the letters RSS mean, right? How important it is to know that. So everybody knows what HTML is, right? How many people know that HTML stands for Hypertext Markup Language?
Well, I know because I read it a lot in my Dreamweaver book.
Really?
But that's true. We all heard HTML. We know that it's a software programming language, but we don't often know exactly what the HTML actually stand for.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But everybody uses websites. Everybody uses it. So a lot of people right now are actually using RSS when they go to certain news sites. They go to sites that are constantly being updated. You know, people go into YouTube and it's just full of RSS, other types of RSS sites, you know, MySpace. RSS stands for Rich Site Summary or Really Simple Syndication. It depends on who you ask. But what it does is it is code, kind of this background code that constantly updates your information, puts the latest at the top, you know, in the forefront, and allows you to kind of archive. It, again, allows files to be episodic, whether they're text files or video files or audio files. You could be photos. Right now, there's ways you can do photo casts and have your photos get out there and constantly...
Well, don't worry, Andrew. We are sure to get to Photocast. We're going to get to VidCast and Photocast and you name it, Cast. We're going there.
That's right.
So all people need to do is make sure they're receiving our podcast, and away we go. We're going to bring you there, guys. One way or another, we're all going to be international podcasters. Don't you think that's a nice goal to have, Andrew?
Very good goal to have.
Hey, before we wrap up today, there's one more thing I want to ask Andrew. I have promised our listeners that they will also learn about tags today. Andrew, tell us, what is a tag?
Tags are, again, text searchable ways to find audio, right? So you have an audio file, or you have a video file. Well, within that, it's just kind of like a picture.
Mm-hmm.
You're not able to really put text in there that can be found.
Right.
So you want to just load that in the background with as much tagging as possible. So you're going to say, well, this is a photo of a blue sky and we know with green grass and a daisy.
Right,
right.
And then we read each other's mind.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. We're getting good.
Yeah. So let's say that you have an audio file. Okay, this audio file is with Andrew and Annie, and they're talking about podcasting. They're talking about RSS. They're talking about tagging. Well, somebody's searching in these aggregators for this. And they can't just hear the audio, right? Audio usually doesn't tag itself. So you have to type these in, and then people that type those keywords will find the video or audio.
That sounds wonderful. Now, if everybody stays tuned for our upcoming podcast, guess what? You're going to learn all the popular formats for podcasting. You're going to know what you need to know to podcast. What kind of a computer equipment do you need? What kind of microphone? What kind of everything do you need? So stay with us, guys. You are with the Annie Jennings PR Web 2.0 Technology Series, featuring Andrew Schlichting, who is our director of our Web 2.0 division. And, of course, this is Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm, Annie Jennings PR, and we have made podcasting easy for you. With our Don't Lift a Finger podcast program, You can let us know of your interest by following the link, following this yellow brick road to your fortune. We're going to make international podcasters. That's our goal out of each and every one of you. Please go to www.anniejenningspr.com/don'tliftafingerpodcast.htm. That's anniejenningspr.com. Don'tliftafingerpodcast.htm. I want to thank everyone for being our listeners today all over the world. And Andrew, a special thanks to you for being with us today and sharing all your valuable knowledge. See you next time. Bye-bye for all.
This podcast was brought to you by Annie Jennings PR. To get involved, go to the website at www.anniejenningspr.com or call 908-281-6201.